Josh Hawley, Democrat plan is amnesty for 13M illegals to flood workforce. By John Binder on December 11, 2024. Senator Josh Hawley, ARMO, said Democrats are hoping to give amnesty to some 13 million illegal aliens to flood the United States workforce with low-wage foreign workers with whom working and middle-class Americans must compete for jobs. During a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing this week, Hawley blasted a Democrat witness for his pro-amnesty position despite the majority of Americans supporting deportations. Why would you want American citizens and those who are here lawfully to have to compete against illegal immigrants? Hawley asked the witness. You don't actually care about working people because you're hell-bent on this ideological agenda of opening our border. You want to everyone here a path to citizenship, you want blanket amnesty. You talk about mass deportation, you want mass amnesty. 13 million people, you want to dump into the labor force, Hawley continued. If you're wondering America, here's the Democrats' plan. Take the 13 million plus illegals, who are here taking jobs from Americans, taking wages down, taking health care benefits, and bring them here legally so that they can continue to drive down wages, flood the labor force, and suppress all of the above. Emphasis added. We've had an open border for the last 4 years. We have had de facto amnesty for the last 15 plus years. It has been a disaster. People have died because of it. Wages are lower because of it. Our streets are in chaos because of it. And now you and the Democrat Party say more of the same. More of the same, let's double down. I think that is insanity. It is total insanity and the American people do too. Emphasis added. Indeed, Breitbart News has chronicled the trend where President Joe Biden's administration has grown the nation's economy, including the workforce, with millions of newly arrived migrants. Since before the Chinese coronavirus pandemic, roughly all net job growth has gone to foreign-born workers, while hundreds of thousands of native-born Americans have fallen out of the labor market. Wages, as a result, have failed to keep up with inflation under Biden. Average hourly wages are up $5.68, 19.0%, since Jan 21, but after adjusting for inflation, that's a drop of 39 cents, 1.3%. The total difference of $6.07 per hour can be thought of as the hourly inflation tax accrued under the Biden admin. No wonder people are mad about the economy, Heritage economist T.J. Antoni wrote on X. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.